Okay, starting the new Masechta Kiddushin. So this is the last Masechta in the whole of Noshin, the women thing. And it's interesting that Kiddushin, which is about marriage, comes last. First I told you everything else you need to know. So before you get married, you have to know about all the other things. You have to know about how to get divorced, just in case, you know. You have to know all the tricks. And then you get to find out about marriage in the first place. So, Isha Niknis B'Sholosh Drachim. A woman is acquired in three ways. So the Gemara actually discusses, we're going to see soon, why we talk about acquiring a woman. It's a bit of a funny way. Even in a misogynist society, it's a funny way to talk about getting married to her. Because koina usually means you buy something, you know. So that's the expression that's used, and we'll see why Mishnah chose to use that expression. B'sholosh drachim. There are three ways to make a marriage technically. Now, don't forget that a marriage has two steps. So step one is called Kiddushin, and step two is called Nisui. So we do them nowadays pretty much together, right? So that means the Kiddushin is when the man gives her something, and the ring or whatever, and says you're kodeshously. And then Nisuin is the cohabitation, but we start that off with the Yichud room, right? So we do it like one after the other. In the good old days, they used to have a break. It wasn't an engagement, it was marriage. They were married, but they wouldn't live together until Nisuin, which happened sometime later. It could be a while later, right? So this is talking about the first step, the Kiddushin step. So there are three ways to make that first step take place. V'kayna es atzma b'shtei drachim. And she gets herself back in two ways. She gets herself back in two ways.
Have you found the page you're on this morning?
I helped them. Okay, so what do you mean she gets herself back? She becomes unmarried. Yeah, she gets out of being married. There are two ways that she gets out of being married. So what are these things? Is niknis, she gets acquired, that means she becomes married. Bekesef b'shtar u'bebiyah. Kesef is money, shtar is by contract, and bibia, which means by having intimacy. Those three things. And it means, even though we said before that the living together is nisuin, not kiddushin, but it can be used for kiddushin as well. Right? So if he says that this intimacy is for the purpose of kiddushin, then they'll be married. Just like when he gives the ring, he says, I'm giving you the ring for the purposes of being married to you. And when he writes the contract, he writes, this contract says that you are being married to me. Similarly, the intimacy, he says, we are doing this act in order to get married, not just starting for fun, right? So that's the three ways of marrying, of affecting Kiddushin. And, yeah, so Kesef Tarvabia, and then Bekesef, so the question immediately, of course, and we all want to know is, when you say money, how much? How much is it going to cost you? Yeah, is Beshamai Omrim Bidinar or Beshavet Dinar? Beshamai say it is a dinar, which was a good old silver coin that they had then, yeah, and a Shavet Dinar. Or it doesn't have to actually be the coin itself. It doesn't have to be cash. It can be something that's worth cash, yeah. And that means a ring, for example. But it doesn't have to be a ring. It could be five chickens. You know, it could be anything. As long as it's worth a dinner. But it's Hillel Omrim. A chocolate biscuit with a hole in it. I don't know how many chocolate biscuits is worth a dinner. I don't know. But whatever it is. But Hillel Omrim b'pruta b'shavet pruta. But Hillel say that it's cheaper. Pruta is less than a dinner. Yeah, so according to Beis Hillel, it's cheaper to get married than according to Beis Shammai. You only need a pruta and a shava pruta. Vekama hi pruta. So, of course, we know we're going to go according to Beis Hillel. So, our question then is, how much is a pruta?
Then you can start again. You missed the first 2 months.
Yeah. A piasta, what does that mean? They're using two over there, so I couldn't really... I was trying to steal them, but I was unsuccessful. Okay, so just recapping from the beginning of the Mishnah, page base.
What time did you say?
Quarter to eight.
When we were here, Moshe wasn't here, quarter to
eight. I started without Moshe too.
We slept all night.
You're a gabba, you know that things start on time. Okay.
I'm not a gabba for sure.
But you understand the concept. Ha'isha niknis b'sholish drachim. So we're saying here that a woman can be acquired, that means married, step one of marriage, kiddushin, in three ways. V'koines atzu b'shtei drachim. She reacquires herself, in other words, she gets unmarried in two ways. Niknis b'kesef ashtar v'biyo. So she is acquired by the husband, either with giving money, or with running a contract, or with an act of intimacy. And all of these things are done l'shem kiddushin, that he says he's doing it for the purpose of kiddushin. And then the Mishnah goes on to say that the bekesef, how much money, b'shamei emrin b'dinor v'shavet dinor, which is an amount of money which is more than what Basil is going to say. So that's the amount. So let's say even if he gives a... So shavet dinor means it's not actually cash. It means it's something worth cash. But how much is a dinar? That means the ring has to be more expensive than what Basil is going to say, because Basil lemin pruta shavet pruta, which is a smaller amount of money. How much is a pruta, in case you're wondering? The kama hi pruta. Echad mishmeina be'isare italki. 1/8 of an Italian isar. So now we know. Because we're experts on Italian isar, so now we know that 1/8 of that is a pruta. And that's the minimum amount. You'll find that most of the rabbis, when they get the witnesses up at a chuppah and they're about to give the ring, he shows the ring to the guys, to the witnesses, and he says, "Do you reckon this is worth a pruta?" And of course, the guy's got no idea, but they say yes.
When this Gemara was written, people were more knew what.
Well, if you're gonna give them money, if you hand over cash, then I can say, yeah, that's a pruta. But if you show them a ring, you have to be a jeweler to know how much a ring is worth. But a pruta would be, I suppose, such a small amount of money that if you had a gold ring or whatever, you know, even if you're not a jeweler, you would know that it's worth a pruta. I'm saying we're facetiously, but that's the reason why the rabbi says to the witnesses, is this worth a pruta? Because if it's worth less than a pruta, then the marriage doesn't work. The koina es atzma. How does a woman get herself back into her control? How does she get unmarried, so to speak? Beget. So there's two ways, we said, right? One is a get. He gives a divorce paper. And the other one is a mrs. Abal. If the husband dies, then she's free to marry somebody else. There's a lots of diyukim in the wording of the Mishnah, which the Gemara will go through in detail. So we won't dwell on it too much right now. Hayavama. Now, what's a yavama? So we learned before yavamas a few months ago, whenever it was. Yavamas is the case where a husband dies without, and there's no children. So there's the obligation on the brother to marry the widow, right? So that's a yavama. How does that brother acquire her? So he's not doing the normal kiddushim, just the beginning of a marriage. He's doing yibum. So how does yibum take effect? Is niknis, she is acquired to the brother-in-law, bibio, only with intimacy. There's no money, there's no nothing. The only way for it to take effect, at least min haTorah, we'll discuss that the rabbis instituted a thing called Maimer, as we learned in the Nevamis, but for the moment, min haTorah, the only way for them to become married, the brother-in-law with the widow, is by intimacy. That's it. Sorry? Yes, okay. The kaina is atzma. Now the Mishnah beat them. Basarama Moris Nivroilam. The kaina is atzma, and how does a yavama, so a sister-in-law who is zakuka, she's attached and designated for the brother-in-law. If she wants to be free and go and marry somebody else, how can she do that? That means before she married him, while she's in that state, if she doesn't even want to marry him in the first place, the only ways are chalitza. Yeah, so he does that ceremony where she pulls off his shoe, yeah, and spits on the ground in front of him and says the magic words. And b'misa sayovim. Is it working there for the pages? It's already moved on to the next page. Moshe's an expert on atzma, he'll tell you how to do it. he wants to find the English side. Ah, the follow the grey line. Okay. The yellow, okay, so it's like the yellow brick road, yeah? And the Misa Sayove means if the brother-in-law died, so she's free because there's no one there to do Yibum with. Okay, that's the Mishnah, and there's, the Gemara will get through every step of this Mishnah. Right, so they don't have to be more than one Yovim. Let's start the Masechta by doing the Rashi, just so we don't forget that Rashi is helping us every step of the way. The first Rashi, Ha'isha Niknis Lebaila. So this is, just in case you thought it meant she was being purchased into being a Shivcha or something, Rashi makes sure that you know we're talking about she's acquired to be to the husband, to be married. With Shalosh Drachim in three ways, can we forage for Ozil, as the Mishnah goes on to explain. V'hai Shalosh Lashon Nekevahu. The word Shalosh, a little bit of grammar we're going to start off with the Mishnah. Shalosh is the female way of saying three. In Hebrew, there's numbers can be male or female. Shalosh is three, is female, and Shalosha is male. So the Gemara is going to discuss why does it use the female word. Of the Gemara Bo'i, the Gemara is going to ask, Amai Tana Lashon Nekevahu, why does it actually use the female expression. So it's also shtei drachim is the same. The word drachim means ways, and shtei is also female for two. What do you mean she acquires herself, says Rashi, to get back into her own possession, that she may marry somebody else. So how does she get married? Bekesef uvishtar. Mefarvish bebraisa begemara. The Gemara is going to explain what does that mean. Well, how does money work? Noisin lo kesef ashova kesef. He gives her money or something that has value of money. The oimer lo. And he says to her, hare yat mikudeshesli. Yeah, you are married to me. Shtar, how does it work in a contract? Kesef lo al hanayor. He writes down on a piece of paper. That means it doesn't have to be worth the paper it's written on. Oh, no. The paper it's written on doesn't have to be worth the pruta. Yeah? It's not about that he gives her the paper and that's the kiddushin. The paper can be worth zero. Yeah? But it's the contractual obligation of the paper that makes them married. And he writes in the paper, Reyat Makudeshusli, you know, Bishtar Zeh, and he gives her the contract.
I wonder that that was even mentioned. If you were to say, you write it on a paper, give it the paper, why would you even think it should be worth tuppence or it should be worth a dollar? Why would you?
Because,
because when you're buying her, because a putter's not the lowest coins or an hour coin.
It's half a putter.
Whatever, so in other words, the whatever established it has to be a putter, it's harder than another coin. So you think, well, maybe this thing has to be a value.
Yeah, because, so Russia's pointing out that there are three distinct things. It's not the pshat that the shtar has to have monetary value as well. Yeah?